We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dig your cleats in. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
The pitch from Acevedo.
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Shut up.
And Rutschman will hit a fly ball here. Deep center field, and so long. Adley Rutschman with a moonshot to center field.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher. This is the Hot Corner on the Odyssey app and 1080. The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner for it must be a Wednesday, but like we always say, it's always a Wednesday around here, baby. Joe Fisher, Patrick Harris in the house. Jordan Schultz with the heavy lifting
Let's go today on the ones and twos.
Good to have you guys back.
He came in and he started, and he's going into the seventh, possibly the eighth, maybe the ninth. And it kind of works because 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Hey.
Yeah. Long week, unexpected long week, but happy to be here. And yeah, it was fun filling in for you guys last week, and really happy to have you back, though.
Yeah, but, you know, a baseball game these days is over in about 2.5 hours. Jordan Schultz, your shift is in hour five now?
Hour five.
You've worked four hours with primetime, and now you're in the hour five of working?
Oh, yeah, into hour five. Well, you, well, Joe, short game.
Okay, timeout. Let's back this up, all right? I'm not an idiot here.
No. I know what you're saying,
Joe,
now.
You were talking about the seventh, the eighth, and the ninth. Yes. Yeah.
Now you're going into your fifth inning right now.
Sorry that my joke was over your heads. So you guys should be smarter.
So then technically he'd be pitching seven innings tonight because it'd be the four. No. Wow, math. I don't
carry
want to
the four.
Six
bring
innings.
The two over.
Six innings, Joe.
Yeah.
That's called a quality start.
I cannot stress how terrible my math has gotten since I got out of college. Just an absolute, like the mental math, just the quick, you know, plus, minus, single digits.
It's really funny because my mental math has always been bad. Like, you know, middle school, high school, college, post college, as a full blown adult about to knock on 40. I got this job where I need mental math really badly, and sometimes I have to slack. I have, like, some friends that work outside the market. They're, like, sales reps that I've got a great relationship with, and we've got the trust tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, man, trust tree? And he's like, always. I'm like, yo, dude, can you help me with this mental math? Because I'm really struggling. And they're like, yeah, dude,
you know,
it's
there's
this.
A calculator, right?
Yeah, but sometimes it's not that easy.
No, I always...
Because I got to, like, amortize things, so I got to, like, you know, if 500 pieces cost $162 to ship, I need to divide that, but it's like, do I divide the 162 by 500, or do I divide the 500 by 162?
Yeah, see, my...
Yeah, so I'm like, hey, help me out here, man.
Whereas me, I'm struggling as far as 6 plus 2 or 6 plus 3, things of that nature.
That I am not as bad at.
Just want to double check here. Pretty sure that's 8. Wait, Might be 9. Hold on. I don't know.
I've always been good, like, sure, we all worked a retail job or two growing up. I was always good counting change out quickly. That's the extent of my awesome math knowledge. Like, if you hand me a 20 and you had 17.32, you know, yeah, you're getting...
Oh, I got that.
It's like, bartender I can do for that a long for you time. In half a second.
Got yeah. that. My old man would it. Also, like, give you the a 10, a 5, two ones, a quarter, a nickel, and 2 pennies.
Oh, God.
Now, or he would look equal? In, yeah. or he would look in his wallet and say, you know, oh, that 10, I got a lot of fives here. We'll just use 2 fives instead of a 10. Yeah, my old man was like that.
I can't wait to get home tonight. I was telling Jordan this. I was
okay. Let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening. All right, guys. This is the Hot Corner. We'll be back next week.
I know. I wish you could play the. But as soon as I tell you why, you'll understand. Is I'm leading the league in home runs and RBIs, and
I'm kidding.
That was good. That was good. Touche.
You need to play the show.
I'm playing the show right now, and after a devastating injury that finished the rookie year, sliding back to first after a pickoff broke the wrist.
Ooh.
60-day IL. Ended the rookie Bro. Year. Terrible. I know. Off to a hot start for the 3-13 Orioles, and so. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to bed. But there's been a lot of good baseball.
There has been. There has been. I love this. Speaking of bad math,
what's been happening in Boise, huh?
I was not in Boise. I was a lot north of Boise.
Does Coeur d'Alene have a team?
No, I was also not in Coeur d'Alene. I was closer to Missoula.
They have a casino in Coeur d'Alene. Let's
do that. So, yes, Missoula is in Montana.
Were you in Moscow?
No. Moscow, although I did although I did live in Moscow for a little bit. Go Vandals.
Pocatello? Yeah, that's a tiny town.
Hey, man, I know all that country out there. I know really, really well. Eastern Washington and the panhandle of Idaho, I know really, really well.
Is that what that's called, the panhandle of Idaho?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. I thought Snake that was River? Just Florida panhandle. That
well,
was
I mean, a panhandle is truly like
a geographical thing, more well, it's, so
it's
rather.
An isthmus is surrounded by water on three sides.
Don't they jokingly call it like the potato handle or something?
But a panhandle is just surrounded by something else three sides.
I feel like a word of the day coming on a couple weeks ago, subluxated. You just blew my mind with what was it? Isthmus?
Isthmus.
Isthmus.
Yeah, there's
a TH. Isthmus.
Yeah, think of isthmus Mike Tyson style.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no baseball in Idaho. What were you doing in Idaho then?
In God's country, man. Sitting on a river.
This is God's country.
Trying to help the eastern part of Oregon join Idaho, right?
he's campaigning.
The Greater Idaho Movement headed up by Patrick Harris.
Well, what we always say is Idaho is beautiful. Just don't talk to anybody. And of course, you can't get away from it. This guy's chatting with me. I'm standing by the river watching some rafters go through some pretty serious rapids. And this guy turns to me and I'm like, yeah, this place is just beautiful. And he's like, yeah, this place is, I'm from Missoula. And I was like, oh, cool, I'm from Portland. And shockingly enough, he didn't say anything about me being from Portland. But we're hanging out, and he goes, yeah, I love to ATV and dirt bike. And I am not a fan of ATV and dirt bike. And before you blow me up on the text line, my biggest concern with it is a lot of times it tears up a lot of backcountry. It kind of messes with the ecosystem. A lot of people like to do it on trails that Hippie. Aren't dirt bike Hippie. And ATV
oh, wow.
appropriate.
We got liberal Patrick.
Hippie.
This is a and side eco I have not
Patrick.
Met.
And so this guy's talking to me. He's like, yeah, I love Idaho because I can dirt bike and ATV all through the backwoods. And Idaho's a lot cooler than Montana because these days Montana's getting a little green, if you know what I mean. And he said that, and I turned to him and was like, yeah, man, totally know what you mean, dude. Yeah, them laws, dude, get real crazy. I hate that stuff.
Awkward.
Yeah, meanwhile, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, big gulps, huh?
A lot of cops out there, apparently.
In Missoula?
Where we were, but from the Montana border into Idaho. Apparently there was a bunch of Idaho state sheriffs or whatever they are that were pulling over every car coming from Missoula. Coming from Montana with canines, drug dogs, And they busted a lot of people's potential parties over the weekend.
No, I was going to ask.
It's a good thing we came in from Washington.
So how much did you lose? How much did you lose?
I didn't come in from Montana, so no cops.
This was a weed bust?
Weed and...
Is Montana a weed state? I know Oregon, obviously. You can go to Ontario, Oregon, and you can buy pot right before you go to Idaho. I don't know if that's the case over any other border.
But anytime you go outdoors... There's going to be a lot of, there's a lot of trees, and if you want to walk around the moon, you can do that, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I understand. So this was a big drug bust.
Yeah. And that's why I'm glad I come from Washington and not Montana, because we had a great time.
There is a really...
And by the way, that's like conservative liberal Patrick Jordan.
Conservative...
My middle of the road host.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, like I think Bernie Sanders is a little in the middle. Like I lean a little more. I lean a little more left
guys,
than that.
What are our political affiliations?
Over the last 7 to 10 years, I don't feel like I've ever heard that term used before. I'm a conservative liberal.
No. I think Bernie is a conservative liberal. I'm trying to go like the far depths of mankind.
I was gonna say, if you want a funny video,
I think communism works in small farming towns. Like that's how liberal I am.
A funny video on the Oregon-Idaho border crisis that we have, as far as where it's going to be. Jordan Klepper, I think he's on Daily Show, is one of their reporters, quote unquote. He goes and interviews...
Failed TV show, had to go back as being a reporter. So I'm going to give that guy crap forever for that.
Who?
Jordan Klepper. Tried to go host his own show. Sucked. Oh, I'm back as a correspondent on the Daily Show.
And then he'll get the Daily Show, don't worry.
And then it'll suck.
But then he went and interviewed people in Oregon about making it Idaho. And
yeah,
it's just...
the greater Idaho.
Yeah.
I think I saw
it's
that
just
bit, yeah.
Absolutely. And because then he goes to Idaho and says like, oh yeah, you guys will have to pay for all of that Oregon land and property. And they're like, oh, hell no. No, never mind.
They don't know that. Yeah.
So my grandparents, my grandfather, Jimmy Hugh Norris, I don't mind saying his name out loud, Jimmy Hugh. My grandfather was born on a peach farm in Georgia.
That guy owes me $20.
Big Southern accent. He lives in the Spokane Valley. And the Spokane Valley decided to become their own city. They were like, we're tired of that Spokane stuff running it for us, telling us what to do. We're going to become our own city. So they annexed and they separated and became their own city. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, with a city, you have to pay for your own cops, your own water, your own mayor. And then everybody freaked out because they were like, wait a sec, we don't want to do that. And it's like, well, you should have read it and not voted that way.
That's very, very Darwin right there.
Oopsies.
That's funny.
Baseball?
Joe, you good over there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready for some baseball, dude.
Yeah, you on the tickety or what?
On the what?
The tickety talk?
Absolutely not.
Oakley-Dunkley.
Let's talk more annexation in Greater Idaho.
Never.
Please.
Oakley-Dunkley. Well, we do have a baseball show for you guys today. There's a lot to get into, considering, you know, we're just kind of, I was having a good laugh with a friend today, and they were like, what's going on in baseball? And I was like, you know, guys playing games, a couple guys hit some home runs,
guys,
you know,
did some things,
just playing
TV
some baseball.
Deals exploding,
gave it 110%.
Yeah, but we got a lot to get to. Coming up in this second hour, I'd like to dive into this Bally sports TV situation that's going on as they played their last Padres game last night, which I watched out of nostalgia, and see how that's going to shape. So we'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour.
That thing's a mess.
And we got a bunch of guys coming back from injuries that are back on the diamond and how that's going to affect their team. So we got a lot to get to. 503.
Oh, go with it.
862.
No. 864.
No. 864. 9692.
God, Patrick.
864-6-FAN.
That's the easiest way for
8646 fan.
Just go that route, right, and that will be the easiest way to get through that every time.
All right.
No, I was going to also tell you why reluctantly Aaron Judge is becoming one of my favorite players.
And I think that's where we're going to start. We'll get to that next. Why he is single-handedly crushing the livelihood and soul of one fan base. So we'll get to that next. This is the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
7:21, we are live from the shadows of the Fremont Bridge.
Hey, shout out to my best friend, Mike Jorgensen.
Dude, Jorgie's great.
But Jorgie is so cool.
Besties.
One of the nicest guys in the biz.
Yeah, I've never met him, but I
no, he is.
I've worked some Duck games here at 1080 The Fan, home of the Ducks. And I've always enjoyed him.
I was there during a game, and he literally just like handed the call to Jerry, talked to me for like 5 minutes during a game. It was awesome.
I'd like to meet Jerry Allen, too. I think that guy sounds like a nice guy, too.
Yeah, I played. The reason that I was gone last week is went down to Junction City and played in a golf tournament.
Ooh.
For the Oregon Ducks, their partners and whatnot. And I took Dusty with me because I needed someone cool to go with.
Well, and you're going to go on a road trip, so you need
Dusty's
the Iceman.
Awesome.
Well, Dusty,
you need the Iceman. You're going to party.
Dusty unfortunately did not drive with us. That was the unfortunate part, but he was in my group. And
I've never driven an hour and 45 minutes with just ice sprinkled everywhere, so you can just party whenever you want.
You know it. You know that's what it would be. And I don't know how it happened, but Jory went rogue, wrote himself in on our foursome for golf, and He played 18 with us.
All right.
Yeah.
I've called Doc Parker.
He sucked. He was terrible. He weighed the team down.
I've called Doc Parker multiple times, working for the boys in the morning during spray. You can catch every weekday morning from 6 to 9. Yeah, I pumped that show. And Doc Parker has got to be also one of the most amazing human beings in the world.
He does. What's with it with these play-by-play guys being so damn nice?
Well, I think they
their
just
life is awesome
have
and
a little
easy.
Edge.
No, I think they just they know they're in the spot.
Be a little brash, yeah, abrasive.
They don't got to worry about anything, man.
Dude, they've gotten to the peak of their.
What do you want? What do you want them to do? Call A's games for 20 years and drop the N bomb and then get fired? Like, what do you want them to do?
Glenn Kuiper's sitting on enough good money, but yeah, he's. It just he's going to wake up every day hating the rest of his life.
I'll take the local guys all day.
That poor guy. That poor guy for saying
He leaned into it, man. You can't lean into it like that.
That poor guy for saying that word.
Yikes.
He's all like trying to be woke.
Well, no.
I was in Kansas City, ate some
talking
ribs.
Talking about the Negro League Museum, it's like, whoa.
Hung out with the locals, quote unquote.
What, Kansas City, you going all like Tom Brenneman now? Because that was the bleep capital of the world, according to Tom Bredeman. And then Nick Castellanos hits a homer, and he is
gone. It's a long drive.
Forever.
I don't know if I'm ever going to put this headset on. let's get into some baseball right now. Joe and I were kind of texting about this the last few days because I was gone for 5 days. And, okay, wait, time out. I'm going to derail us. Absolutely a massive derail because I've got a fun sports thing to share with you guys, all right? So I leave Thursday morning, right? The Boston Celtics are down 3-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals, all right? I leave, and I lose all cell service and internet at about 3 o'clock on Thursday, all right? You can imagine my surprise when I come back into the real world on Monday and turn on a little sports radio, and they're hyping Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. I sat there and said to myself, what in the hell is going on?
Yep, I don't blame you one
Welcome
bit.
Back.
I was absolutely floored. I could not believe what I was hearing. I was like, no, these guys are joking. No way. Because I knew the Celtics had won game four, but game five was that night, so I had no idea. And game six was a couple nights later, and I had no idea. Have you ever been in an experience where things, you showed up, you were gone for a minute and showed up and it was like bizarro land?
Yes. And it comes right to my mind because it was not that long ago. It was 2019. 2019 Masters, Tiger Woods.
Damn.
Guess who wanted to go camping out in Central Oregon with no cell service?
Medium Joe.
No, it's probably me. Like, just trying to be a good dad, trying to be a good guy, take him
just
out
play
there.
The kid. It's okay.
Out, just a little father-son time.
Met up
know?
With my friend and his girl out there, and we were out there for the weekend, and then I pull in from the trip and get to my dad's to drop off some camping gear, and he's just like, dude, Tiger, he pulled it off. I'm just like, shut up. No, I'm done.
What did
like,
he pull
I
off?
Swear.
Is there a Denny's? Did they open a Denny's by Augusta?
And yeah, that's when he broke the news to me, and I was not happy.
He was like, you should have seen 12. Listen, Tony Finau put it in the water, Maldonado put it in the water, and Tiger laid it up.
Coming home from a camping trip is like already like a damn, I gotta go home, unpack all this crap, and then it's back to reality. And then coming home after and then getting that news just made that Sunday all the worse.
Oh, so we're moving on Sunday.
Oh shit.
Like we are moving our entire house to a new house on Sunday. So we've been working on this for months. And the wife and I are talking about, you know, it's like, well, let's do what we can. And this was about a week ago. A little over a week ago, so maybe about a week and 10 days ago, I go into my closet and I start packing up a majority of my clothes. I'm like, okay, if I just pull out like a week's worth of clothes, I'll wash them again, then I'll wear them the next week, and then we'll be in our new house. Well, then I went out of town and I basically had to pack every clean clothing that I had. So when I got back home on Monday and I had to go to work on Tuesday, I got no clothes.
So you went naked.
This sweatshirt that I'm wearing came in the mail, and I wore it to work on Tuesday with no shirt underneath because I didn't have a clean shirt at my house.
And I just realized what it said. Like, and it just dawned on me, and it's been in my front of me this entire time.
Well, yeah, I just got, well, there's a new record out.
DMB, baby.
So I bought my first ever merchandise from a band I've loved since 95. But hey, it's great. The sweatshirt showed up, and I was like, hey, awesome. Clean clothes.
Clutch clothing purchase.
Clean clothes.
Back to reality. You know what's happening in the world of NBA. You have clean clothes, and you know what's happening in the world of MLB.
You know, I text Joe, and I was like, yo, dude, what's going on?
I gave you a good rundown.
You did. You were fantastic.
I gave you a good report.
Now, speaking of being out of the world of sports, it kind of makes me think of this is the fourth time that a team has come back from a 3-0 deficit in the playoffs. So, hey, this happened to us. If you left in the 2003 season at the end when the Blazers were down 3-0 against the Mavericks, I really want to know if anybody like out there on the text line is listening. It's like, you know what? I decided to take a trip and I came back and the Blazers were tied 3-3 with the Mavs.
There's one person out there back in 03 that had that happen to them.
What the hell? Well, historically,
like, oh my God.
Historically, because I go to this river every year, when I come back, my baseball team has completely S'd the bed while I've been gone. It was the Indians for 20 years. And what do you think the Mariners have done over the weekend? Well, they ran into a little bit of a juggernaut. Or a juggernaut, if we could say that. Oh,
it's
baby.
It was a stretch.
Iverson crossed through the leg, shoot up, pull the J, got it.
It was a stretch, but it's good.
But it's going to take it. So when we come back, I would like to talk about Mr. Judge, the reigning MVP, and what he's been up to lately. And could this potentially be something we've never seen before? We'll do that next. But first, my man Jordan with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Joe and I just had an interesting discussion in here. We found out that the Yes Network is ahead of Root Sports.
So that makes another thing the Yankees are better than the Mariners.
Jeez.
And I also realized that we must have a VPN at the station. Otherwise, we shouldn't be able to watch Mariner games.
You know, I'm going to say that was Crazy Eyes.
I'm going to throw a fat shout out to Crazy Eye McGinley, RIP.
We hardly knew you.
We hardly knew you. And speaking of that, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have a long discussion about kind of viewing rights and blackouts and what the current situation in Major League Baseball when it comes to media could create for the future of baseball watching. So we'll get to that at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. But I do want to get into this. I'm going to preface with this. I told Joe this during the break. I really don't want this to be a Mariner conversation. I really want this to be an Aaron Judge conversation. He just happens to have been playing the Mariners, and two of the three of us are Mariner fans, and we watch, and it's kind of crazy. But a lot of this kind of got me thinking. So the Mariners are in a set with the Yankees. And I hope Voldemort's up there because he'd be having a blast. And Aaron Judge has absolutely unloaded on the Mariners over the last 3 days or so, 4 days. Hitting home runs, stealing home runs, multiple home runs in a game. This kind of got me wondering, is there a chance that Aaron Judge could be putting together the greatest back-to-back seasons in the history of baseball? Like, he hit 62 last year. And I know you can back this up and you can kind of, you can look at like Sammy Sosa hit over 60 home runs 3 years in a row. But we kind of knew what that was about. And the Cubs weren't very good. But the Yankees always have, you know, aspirations for the greater good. And Aaron Judge currently has 20 home runs, 19 home runs. He has 19 home runs. One shy of the polar bear who has the league lead. Are we potentially looking at the best back-to-back seasons in the history of baseball?
No, because he's only hit 18 so far. If he had that
19 without steroids.
If he had the 19th, then he would be on pace for the best.
What a loser. Well, Kirby's on the mound, and he's a gas can, so we'll see.
Patrick, this is where...
That's a joke. Kirby's aside, amazing.
Aside from a stat standpoint, where that question has some ground to stand on, is have you ever seen anybody not only bet on themselves and have a season like he did last year to follow it up, but then when you get the contract to follow it up with the season that you're having this year already in 2 months, he's had some moments that are just like, dude, this is why you pay the guy.
Well, I think that's a real question, Joe. I mean, like,
I cannot think of a guy, again, the whole, well, I got 1 year left, so let me bet on myself to try and get a better deal.
Look at Chris Bryant in Colorado.
Yeah, it's hard to think of in any sport, really, a time of that.
Let me ask you, let's play a little fun. Do you think, we'll play mini fair or foul here.
Oh.
Fair or foul, Aaron Judge will hit 60 or more home runs this year.
We're in May. We're about, what, like 60 games in right now?
Don't think too much. Just off the cuff.
You said 50? 60? Yeah.
Yeah, because I would probably say foul.
I mean, he's hit four home runs. He's hit a home run in three straight games, four home runs total, and he's had a great May where he's played a lot better than he did actually in April.
Now let me ask you this. Fair or foul, Aaron Judge hits 50 home runs this year.
Well, yeah,
betting the farm
easy
on
fair,
it.
Yeah,
betting the absolute.
He's seven home runs away from being halfway there. We're not even at the end of
All-Star
June.
Break. Yeah. Right. He hit 62 last year and batted what 324 and won the MVP. You've seen Shohei struggle a little bit. He had a great day today. He's had a great back-to-back games. Trout's doing Trout things. Betts is doing Betts things. Acuna right now is probably the front runner for me as the best player in either league in baseball right now. But I think there's a serious chance that Aaron Judge does this again. And I think you were touching on this, Joe, like as a guy who bets on himself and decides I'm going to wander around and I'm going to see what things say and I'm not going to sign the extension, but inevitably does sign an extension basically by staying in New York. I don't think we thought it would be this. I think we looked at it and was like, that's a 9-year deal. he's going to be good for about three, maybe four, and then it's going to be bad at the end. But if you're putting out this kind of productivity in year one of that.
Right away, yeah.
Two, three, four. Well, actually, I would argue five and six, even if they do drop off, aren't as bad because of how good one is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think this Yankee team is that good.
Well, it's funny because, and we can talk about it maybe later in the show, is that they'd be leading three other divisions right now with the record that they have.
Staring at you, the Central.
They got an easy wild card spot for sure.
Yeah, but Aaron Judge, with the year that he's having in year one, I don't know if you can, I mean, how long was the deal he's having with the Yankees?
9 years.
9,360.
There you go. That's still eight more years of production. Well, not production that you need out of him all 8 years, but I mean, you can't just bank on this 1 year being worth it. You need him to do this for you for at least half of the contract.
But I mean, but we've
seen
this. Well,
not this, but, you know, 40 home runs, 90 RBIs, 100 RBIs.
But you touched on this. We've seen this with guys like Cano, Rodriguez. We've seen these guys, Pujols, Cabrera. We've seen these guys, and it drops off real quickly. But I don't know if any of them had at least a start to a season like Judge has. So I wonder if when you look back at all those huge inflated contracts that it's easy to say in hindsight those were bad deals. But if you get this Judge for 3 years, year nine doesn't look so bad because you never got this from Pujols.
Yeah, if you get it for
you got
years,
a little bit from Miggy because he had a triple crown and MVP. You definitely didn't get it from Cano. Aaron Judge single-handedly might be saving a little bit of this Yankee franchise.
Let me
because they're not. I don't think they're ready to win now, but they've got kids coming up. I think they're more ready to win in like 2-3 years.
I think the Yankees are always ready to win now in their minds. Like, I don't think it's ever we're building towards. It's always so we're making the playoffs this year, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
I mean, 5.5 back in the standings wouldn't say that.
Well, yeah, but when the Rays started 30-0.
Yeah, the Rays are having
a historic
season.
You know, second-place team in the division's not too bad either.
No, not too bad either, not too bad.
And
either.
When it comes to Aaron Judge's numbers, you guys, you talk about his home run explosion here last year and into this year. Now, player to player, this isn't the best comparison, but stats-wise, this is a great comparison. Now, he did it on steroids, mind you, but check out Sammy Sosa's numbers. 1998, 66 home runs.
That's what I was saying. He had 3 years of 60 home runs in a row.
No, two, and then 50 in between in 2000, came back at 64 in 01.
You don't get to 600 home runs.
No kidding. And then hit 49 the year after that. Yeah. So you're talking, I mean, shoot, let's just say he hits 50 home runs each of the next 6 years. He's 31 years old. Sammy started that at the age of 29, so, you know,
sure,
give or take.
A little
still,
bit of a comparison.
Yeah, they're still in their prime close enough
and
to each
A-Rod
other.
Was hitting 50 bombs, but he was in his mid-20s.
Exactly.
But yeah. Again, I mean, the combination between A-Rod and Sammy is, or the common thread is, you know, the unknown, the hey, what's going on in Texas down there? You know,
why is Juan Gonzalez tearing his bicep off of the bone? What's going on?
Why
there?
Is Pudge Rodriguez a Hall of Famer?
Aaron Judge, what he is doing to me, and I can't believe that it's happening. And I don't know if this is a sign of just me getting older and caring less about the jersey, but how he's playing the game right now, he is ascending my list of one of the favorite players in the league.
And that's the real question, and that's what I want to get to next. We've got guys, we always talk about faces of the league, and we always bitch and complain about how Major League Baseball is not very good at marketing their stars. Are we walking into something that truly needs to be looked at, or is it getting passed over? I want to look at Aaron Judge as the face of the league. Can you see him as the face of the league, or do you see too many outside noises potentially threatening that? 503-864-6FAN is the text line. Tell me what you think. When we come back, I want to dive into that. Aaron Judge, is he the guy? Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
We We got Fair or Foul coming up at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll talk about Bally Sports and their media rights and the S show that's going on with that and how that might shape the future of baseball.
We got a text. Probably can hit 60 barring injury or weird occurrence.
I think that's true.
Aaron Judge, that is.
I watched Mets-Phillies earlier today, and, you know, I was looking at the polar bear at the mound at the plate, and he hit a nice grounder through the infield into left field, but before he took that hit, they showed me his stats, and he's leading the league in home runs. He's got 20, but he's batting .234. You know, Judge bats for average, and he's got 18, 19.
Yeah, again, in May, which is ending today, he batted .356 in May with 12 home runs.
I mean, like, let's not forget, this guy won the MVP last year. Yeah, a big part of it is he hit 62 home runs, but I think he finished the year with like a .324 right. batting average.
Judge had 15 less at-bats in May than he did April and hit 7 more home runs and had 13 more RBIs.
Yeah. So I wonder, you know, we talk about this all the time, and I don't mind bringing it up again. It's different than, you know, I don't want to talk about steroids all the time. I don't want to talk about Pete Rose all the time. I don't want to do that stuff. That stuff's tired and old. And if you've listened to the show once, you know how we all feel about that stuff. But we constantly talk about the face of the game. You know, Joe, in years past, we've talked about the youth movement, whether it's Tatis or Vladdy Jr., you know, the kids of former ball players, or the Julios of the world, or the Acuñas of the world, or the Adley Rutschmans of the world. You know, we always talk about how the future is bright and in good hands, but baseball's always been really bad about marketing their stars. Mike Trout's the best player I've ever seen in my entire life, and they'd rather talk about Shohei Ohtani.
As I literally just see a commercial for MLB The Show, and yes, they have Jazz Chisholm in it, but they also have Derek Jeter, who hasn't played the game in like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, Shohei has struggled a little bit this year at the plate. And so you're looking around and you're trying to find somebody. Now, I would argue the safest bet is Mookie Betts as a guy to represent your league. But Aaron Judge, 6'4", plays in New York, hits bombs. Why are we not rallying around this guy? Like, Joe, you just said, screw the jersey. You're ready. You're an Orioles fan. That's your division. And you're ready to look past the pinstripes and say, I love that guy.
Now, it does help that he seems like a genuine good dude.
Yep, totally.
I saw two videos recently of him. This is not on the field related. Well, technically, one of them happened on the field. It was him pregame warming up, and he had his dog on the field, and his dog is like a long-haired dachshund, and his name is like Gus or something like that. And I'm like, dude.
Just average human being.
Yeah.
Average American.
Well, gigantic human being next to this dachshund,
yes.
Which was even more hilarious. And seeing him play with the dog in that field, I'm like, there's a human moment right there. I'm like, all right, I can get behind that. Love dachshunds. The fact that he gave it a human name. It was like Paul something hilarious. I was like, love that. Second was, it was this thing he was doing for the Yankees, signing autographs on the field before a game, hours before the game. And there were these two reporters, two female reporters, going back and forth like, no, I have time to interview him. No, it's my time next. Like,
kind of jockeying who's going to be first.
Yeah. And then one of them used a word that is starts with a C. And is,
oh, yes, I heard. I remember this.
She called the other reporter that. And
see you next Tuesday.
Like, before she even did that, there was kind of a fracas happening. And Judge, like, did not even look in that direction and just kept signing autographs, kept doing it. Like, I don't know if he just didn't notice it, but dude was just like, here are these two chicks freaking out over who's going to get the first interview and who has the scheduled time. And he's like, dude, all right, signing autographs, bep, 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 does his thing. Then he's going to go blast a home run in an hour or two. Probably 450 feet at that.
So I guess the question is, you know, Judge is more on the quiet reserve side. You know, Acuña is a large personality, is Julio, as is Vladdy, Fernando, you know, those kind of kids.
And this is where I was going to get to, like, the, well, how come we can't rally around a guy? It's like, well, it seems like they're baseball players are just weird dudes that are wired differently that don't really like to be about look at me. They just go about their business. They work on their game. They work on their craft. They're behind the scenes looking at film, pitches, this, how a guy released. Like, it's not so much about, like, oh, I can't wait for the next interview. I can't wait for the next, oh, what's my next opportunity for this and next sponsor? It's like baseball.
The complete opposite of the NBA.
Yeah, baseball's a grind, dude.
But what I would argue, what baseball players have done easily better than everyone over the last 100 years is they are always more fan-focused. Guys are always out there signing balls, whether it's Mickey Mantle or you know, Joe Fisher the First, you know, like whoever it is out there and willing to do it.
The guy can hit dongs, I'll say that much.
And baseball's the kind of sport where it's like, you know, my favorite Yankee is Gleyber Torres. And you're like, your favorite Yankee's not Judge? And it's like, well, Judge is great, but I love Gleyber Torres. You know, like I was an Indians fan growing up and Tommy would hit bombs and everyone loved Tommy and I loved Manny Ramirez, you know, on the pitching staff. I loved Oral Hershiser, you know, and so you get kids that grab on to different weird players.
We all love Oral. Sorry, I couldn't let that one go by.
The Bulldog?
Yeah.
I took one look at that guy and I was like, I like that guy. I'm curious if you ran, you know, baseball. So if you were the head of PR for baseball, what do you do with Judge? He's a little quiet. You know, he's not super flashy. He kind of came on late in his career. He's not like Mookie, who's been doing this for a while. What do you do with Judge to put him as your Patrick Mahomes, as your LeBron Steph, as your
Ovechkin, like him and Mike Trout. You sign it into these guys' contracts. It seems like baseball has like the most unwilling superstars.
Nobody hates baseball more than baseball.
Exactly. It's so weird. And if you maybe you have to put it into the contract language at this point, say, hey, you know what? If you're going to sign a $300 million contract and you're going to take that money home, guess what, bud? You got to do some more for
us. You got to pay it back.
Yeah, and there's obviously that goes beyond, you know, a team, you know, doing a deal with them. But there's language with their players association contracts. There are ways that they could get this done. They just don't want to or they haven't worked hard to.
But Joe, I'll turn this to you. Like, yeah, that's right, but where? How? What do you do with Judge to push him out there to see this?
As long as MLB players are making $300 to $350 to $400 million on their contracts and they don't have to do this extra crap, then they aren't going to do it, is how I see it. I mean, like, don't you see how that could be their mentality?
Yeah.
What, like, so why do I have to do this?
Do you know I'm on the road for 6 months a year?
Yeah.
That's also the highest paid player. It's just you live an unnaturally awesome life.
I agree with you, though, that, like, it would have to be something where MLB is like, hey, Yankees, before you, you know, finish up that contract, slip in this little, you know, rule here. This little must do this appearance for this MLB promo for. But it's also, you know, it's brands, it's agents, it's companies. Like, it's just, you know, the almighty dollar speaks. But again, it's like for him, it's like, dude, I'm the captain of the Yankees making $350 million over the next 8-9 years, like, why do I have to do this advertisement?
But I wonder a lot, and we talk about this a lot, like, baseball and college football have a lot of parallels. You know, it's very regional, all right? Everybody in the South knows who Bryce Young is. We do on the West Coast because we're sports fans, but we don't really know Bryce Young like those guys down there. I love Ronald Acuna Jr. I think he is absolutely fantastic. But I live way up here in the PNW, and I catch Braves games from time to time. Guarantee you people in the state of Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, they know who that guy is. So you kind of do battle a bit of that regionally, but college football has been able to overcome that. That, yeah, the Pac-12 is the West Coast, and the Big Ten's the upper Midwest, and the ACC is the East Coast, and the SEC is the South, et cetera, et cetera. But we all know who Johnny Manziel is. How does everyone not know who Julio Rodriguez is? Or how are we not seeing Mike Trout on every billboard in America?
Yeah. It's honestly, I think it's...
I just realized I'm asking, like, the ultimate question, why baseball sucks.
No, it's an interesting question, I think, culturally, too, because I think we went through this with, like, Yasiel Puig, right? Like, dude, how often did that guy get talked about on SportsCenter and everything? And he
all
was,
day, every day.
And he wasn't that good. Like, he had some great moments.
He had a hot moment.
Like,
he had a hot moment.
And then you look at, like, Ronald Acuna. People, like, clamoring it, like, oh, he disrespects the game. And it's like, you got Fernando Tatis Jr. Like, he was all over baseball and it, or all over advertisement, and it sucks that he got popped for PEDs.
Yeah, it's almost like they chose the wrong guy.
It's just,
so
yeah.
I'm telling you, just choose Mookie Betts.
Very unlucky.
Just
so
choose Mookie.
I look at it as maybe that, too, whereas, like, some of these international guys, it's like they're more willing to do that because they come from a place where they don't have that opportunity. So now that they have branding opportunities, sponsorships, and can be the face, I say they take those opportunities more, whereas maybe some of the guys that are born in the U.S. are just not,
yeah,
they don't care about
Mike, that. Mike Trout hitting home runs in Jersey in his high school stadium. Aaron Judge hitting home runs in Cali in his high school stadium. People aren't losing their S like they are when Ronald Acuna Jr. hits a home run in the Dominican Republic in his high school.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but I feel like that's been a thing for a few years now. Like, oh, they're disrespecting to the game, these guys.
But I think to bring this back around to Aaron Judge, I think he is built to be the guy that should break all this.
And I will
and Mookie Betts. I don't know why. I just love him. I think he's great.
Dude, get off.
I think he's absolutely fantastic.
I'll finish
mostly because he's not a Red Sox anymore.
I'll finish the Aaron Judge stuff with this. And when we were talking about him signing with the Yankees or the Giants, whoever, and I was saying that the Yankees have to re-sign him, is he is creating his legacy as one of the best Yankees of all time already. But what?
It's a bold statement, man. There's a lot of great Yankees.
Oh, yeah, but
I don't mean that as a bad thing. I mean that to tag on to what you're saying.
No, and then he had the moment this year when he was playing the Angels against Ohtani, and then he had this moment this weekend where, like, sales manager in the building, Ryan Cooley, my boss, he takes his son up to T-Mobile Park, who is a Yankees fan. The story's hilarious. He made sure he was a Yankee.
Cooley was a Red Sox fan. No, he's
no,
a
no.
Yankee
he was
guy.
A Yankee You're fan, right. Lived in Boston, and he made sure to, like, hammer home Yankee stuff to his son while he was, like, really young before the Boston Red
thing
Sox
took over.
Yeah,
him.
Exactly. So his son, big Yankee fan, absolutely was stoked that Aaron Judge got re-signed. And then they go up to Safeco this weekend for the game. He hits two home runs in front of them. Robs a home run, and it's like, that is why you re-sign him, is because they loved every moment of what happened last year, and it doesn't matter if they win a million games. Like, when that dude does that, it means everything to that fan base. And also, it's just like, it cements, if he does that in a Giants uniform, it
doesn't have the same effect.
It doesn't,
probably
dude.
Not.
No.
Probably not.
He's, like I said, he's cementing his legacy.
I know we got to get out. One quick point to add, though. You guys talked about, like, Judge signing autographs. Baseball needs to tout their accessibility more. The people show up to games. I mean, I know there's more of them at a higher clip than any other sport because you can be so close to your players still, because you can actually get your favorite player's autograph and actually have a conversation with them. And frankly,
you can hear the pitch calm in Oakland because it's so quiet.
Because it's so quiet. And frankly, in my experience, baseball players are a lot nicer than NFL and NBA players to fans and just people in general.
Well, so. we definitely have a theme for this show, because when we come back at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we'd like to dive into this Bally TV situation. They played the Padres last game because they've defaulted, they're bankrupt, they can't pay people. Major League Baseball is stepping in to show Padres games. The theme now is, are we in a kind of hard and rough patch of baseball? Yeah. But could this be something that really pulls us out and makes this, to Jordan's point, an even more accessible sport? We got a loaded, loaded second hour coming up with Fair or Foul at the bottom of the hour. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, let's talk baseball. You guys like that? I want to talk baseball.
I guess.
All right, this is the Hot Corner. Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.